When the snow is mostly gone and the days start to feel longer, there's one part of winter that tends to stubbornly hang on. Mike Paulus tells us about his and our battle with our icy foe.
Right now, I can hear it, echoing down the chilly streets, bouncing off the backyard fences, the chipping, the sharp staccato hammering. It would appear as though the people of Eau Claire have made their decision. The ice must go. There is no snow to shovel from the walkway, no windshield to scrape. Only the ice, crusty and thick, sealing the sidewalks away from the rubbery soles of our boots, transforming our front steps into terrifying, dilapidated luge tracks. It's been waiting for us all season long, looming beneath Mother Nature's thick winter chill, never moving, patient. And now here, in the middle of March, it has revealed itself. "I'm still here," it whispers in the dead of night. "What are you gonna do about it?" And the city wakes up one day to blazing sunlight. Parts of the street out front are dry as a bone, and water sparkles down the gutters. We go outside without a jacket to face the ice. And what's this? There are lines in the ice. Fissures are forming. Cracks in the armor. Today, we think. Today, we're going to smash this ice to oblivion. We race to the garage to retrieve our weapon of choice. The big, long ice chipper thingy we bought on sale last spring. Where our plastic shovels have failed, this will succeed. But we are idiots. We get a few good thwacks in, and ice chips fly gloriously through the air in slow motion. Then, confident in our strength and skill, we raise up our fearsome ice chipper thingies and bring them roaring down upon the ice. And that is when things get real. It's a funny thing, ice. It just sits there all winter long doing nothing, right? Wrong. Make no mistake, dear friends. The ice has been doing something. It's been getting harder. So, confident in our strength and skill, we raise up our fearsome ice chipper thingies and bring them roaring down upon the ice, assuming, nay, knowing, it will simply shatter against the fabulous force of our blow. But our blades connect with the ice, only to bounce back. The tremendous energy of our strike recoiling right back up the shaft and into our hands, up our arms, and into our shoulders. And it hurts. The ice just waits for us to try again. So we try. Over and over we try, sending blow after glancing blow into the ice, taking off small chunks here and there, but nothing of consequence. We've curled up the corners of the ice chipper thingy's not-so-mighty blade. So we fling it aside, drop to our knees, and hammer against the ice with our bare fists. We slump down onto it, weeping. "I'm still here," the ice whispers into our naked ear. "Having fun yet?"
Mike Paulus is the online editor of Volume 1 in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.